Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This is injury attorney David Feminino. A personal injury of any sort is in fact personal. I have dedicated my entire career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured in an accident. I also make sure that my clients get all of the medical care that they need to recover after an accident. You need an injury attorney who makes it personal. So if you or someone you know is injured, you need to tell them to call me at 855-65-CRASH or go to my website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
All right. We have the injury report, and I think there's a notable player who will not be playing. There's no radio tease. We're just going right to David, and then I do have something for Kenny regarding the Wings, and I want to know whether it's something or nothing.
Yeah, I'll give you the Lions side of the injury report right now. Pat O'Connor out. Enos Rakestraw, questionable. Arnold Decker, Montgomery, they're good to go. Kevin Zeitler, out.
See, to me, and again, the guard depth has been good. Mahogany's been good. You know, TJ's hero, Coyote, Shody Bodhi, or whatever his name is. They've been good. But Zeitler is very good. No, that's not some doomsday scenario. It's just that's a loss. Your offensive line's your biggest weapon. And if Mahogany were so good, he'd play over Zeitler. So don't just miss me with that. And you saw it at the end of the game against the Vikings. He pulled up lame. Pulled his hamstring. I thought he'd be back. So it's just one player, but it just keep your eye on that because what's Washington's strength? They're D tackles with Deron Payne and Jonathan
and
Allen.
He is not on the injury report anymore.
So they sewed his finger back up.
Apparently so.
You see that when he was coming off the field?
Yeah.
That thing was in seven directions.
Mm-hmm.
But just something to keep your eye on. Now, Kenny, I had something for you. And I understand that you can't hold the sins of the past against the current roster. But are you aware of what the Panthers have done to the Red Wings in the last 13 games?
So I was thinking about this last night, actually, looking at the look-ahead schedule here. And do you remember last year when we realized that they were going to win the Stanley Cup, the Panthers, when we played them and they just put bullets in us?
Wasn't it 7-1 or something?
It was something like that, and it didn't even look like they were the same, like we were in the same league. But I'm sure it's a very atrocious record. The Panthers are really good. The Wings haven't been.
How about 12-0-1?
Jesus.
Do you like goal differential?
Yeah, sure.
In that 12-0-1 span, the Florida Panthers have outscored the Wings 50-20.
Oh, jeez. No.
I mean.
So, national TV tonight, you know, Pistons are going to play a big game. Wings are going to play a big game. I think Pistons have a much better shot because it sounds like Halliburton is questionable. Mm-hmm. Bernard Mathurin is suspended. I don't even care. Pistons have been bad for so long. Just win. And they play hard and they guard. So, but Kenny, I need to ask you that. Like, how much of that am I allowed to factor in where teams just got your number?
I think you can factor it into a point, but I mean, when you're talking about a new head coach and a new system, and they've been playing a lot better hockey up until the San Jose game, I think...
What happened against San Jose?
I think what happened in San Jose was San Jose came into town, and we're like, all right, we have one of the worst teams in the league in our own barn, and we're looking ahead to Florida, Tampa, Dallas, the Flyers. That's the road trip that they have ahead of them. I think that was a look-ahead spot for them, and a test that they just failed.
They need 2-2 to keep momentum going.
I agree.
Is that
fair? They need to split those four games, and then you will have no complaints from me.
Okay. Well,
You're going to have to steal a couple of those games because outside of the Flyers, who are pretty mid, I mean, Dallas is a really good hockey team. Florida, obviously, defending Stanley Cup champions. Tampa, you know Tampa.
Okay. 50-20. 12-0-1. You haven't beaten the Panthers since the Reagan administration. That's unbelievable. but yeah, Zeitler out, it's something. I'm not going to overdo it, but no, that hurts. David, take a text. What do you got, buddy?
Ticket text here says, we're very close to being back. I don't think we're fully back yet. That's going back to the topic we were talking about if Detroit is back or not.
Got it.
Someone else is saying here that, David, I'm so glad that you are now Bob Marley. Glad that you had your sleep, but I'm not Bob Marley.
No, but yeah, listen, there shouldn't be a stigma. They're weed gummies to go to sleep. It's not like you're out of your partying. It's not like you're going to go through a Wendy's drive-thru naked like the old Lions assistant. I mean, relax. You're going to sleep.
Oh, regarding Khalil Mack.
You remember that story?
Oh, my God.
Is it Joe Culler?
Yeah, I think so. Seriously. I mean, I'm just saying. Like, David, you're not hurting anybody. It's just a different form of medicine. It's not like you went home and did a bunch of meth.
No, I did not do that. Someone is saying, regarding Khalil Mack, as he was on the list there, to come to Detroit, someone says, Mac has been done for years. No thank you on him.
Oh, okay. I quit.
Yeah. That's only one.
There's always one. You're right. Don't bother. Don't inquire. Do nothing. And go sign another Davenport who's going to die.
Regarding the Red Wings, someone says, we just played down to their level. That was the problem. We didn't take them seriously. You agree with that, Kenny?
Kenny's calling for a bounce-back performance tonight.
I mean, I'd really like to see one. This is a defending Stanley Cup champion, though. I mean, these guys are built to assassinate people.
Let me give you the positive. Do you know how many goals does Lucas Raymond have in his last 21 games?
15?
16.
All right.
Good on you. Second most in the league in that span. There's your positivity.
Yeah, he's turning into a star before our eyes, guys.
Well, thank God, because Lord knows they don't really have anybody else. David, go ahead. Yeah, Kenny, that's not slander. It's kind of true.
He just didn't want to hear it.
Oh, I forgot.
Gummies are great for sleep. Wait till you have to wake up to use the bathroom. You will feel drunk, David. Trevor from Grand Rapids.
It's not accurate.
Yeah, I don't think I'll have that problem. Someone says, yes, take a smaller dose of Evan's Disco Gummies and you'll have an outstanding time. I'm telling you.
Now, here's my question. Why are we getting more ticket texts
on that?
About David taking gummies to go to sleep than the cornucopia of sports we have offered? You know what this town needs? They need kickoff.
They need Saturday at 8.
Yeah. They need the game to happen. Yep.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah! Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
To answer the question about Detroit and if we're back, someone says we need to be feared or respected in at least three of the four respective leagues.
I'm with you. And look, we just asked the question. You know, the Lions are Super Bowl contenders. The Tigers, yes, it may have been cosmic or fake, depending on your perspective. They made the playoffs. The Pistons might be able to get this thing home. And again, I stand by it. I still believe a lot of that has to do with it. They'll just be one of the last teams not tanking, and they'll get in. Mm-hmm. Are they improved? Of course they are. But it is more than one thing can be true. The Wings, look. Factually, and from the Vegas odds, they're still a big long shot to get in. But they're respectable-ish, but none of these teams are threatening to win a championship outside of the Lions.
And that's the difference.
I can't say we're fully back. Yeah. You need multiple teams chasing the ultimate prize.
I said it before, I'll say it again. You're back when if you don't win a title, you're disappointed, and you'll say the season's a failure. That's when you know you're back.
I agree with you. David.
I mean, as long as you can watch the games, you're not cringing and they're enjoyable and you're having fun, yes, I believe the Detroit sports is back in my eyes. Joey from White Lake.
The problem is then you're lowering the bar that as long as you're not an eyesore, you're back. That's not the standard that this town has set. That's not the standard for what great four-sport towns have been. No, it can't just be, hey, we're not the worst. I mean, that's participation trophy logic. Nothing on Zeitler, by the way, too.
These people, I'm fascinated. They're not scared at all. I don't understand this. Nothing.
No, you don't need to be scared to identify that that is a loss. Zeitler's been a hammer for this team. Mm-hmm. That's another guy the Giants let go. Nice job, guys. Thank you. But again, it's something because now, the way my mind always works, now you're one injury from a real problem. Mm-hmm. And Zeitler has been excellent.
But it's not going to seem like a problem to anybody here because, as I said, this team's almost NFL proof where even when bad things happen, doesn't matter. You still win.
You know, it's funny. I did an interview in D.C. with our sister station over there to preview the game. I go, sure, I'll do whatever you want. And they were like, geez, we're noticing the tickets are awfully expensive. And I'm like, guys, you are aware the Lions fans have been starved for 70 years. They're like, yeah, our fans are trying to go, but it's very expensive. I'm like, yeah, here's my advice. Don't go. You will not be there in any numbers, and you'll go broke. Mm-hmm. Like, people around the league are like, how is this the most expensive game? It's the equivalent if the Cleveland Browns were Super Bowl good. You're not getting into that stadium. You're not getting into Ford Field. Good call. And a newsflash for the Commanders, if they host a playoff game next year, it will be the same thing. People have gone a lifetime without the Redskins being good or Commanders or football team or whatever they're going to be called next year. The whole point is, it's not surprising to us.
And on that note, the Lions are making more tickets available for this game.
Where? The ceiling?
It says available seats are in various sections in Ford Field, and the cheapest, least expensive one is in the 300 level starting at 450.
Okay.
They're making them available. That's what the store
I'm
says.
I'm always questionable when they come up with new seats. That's probably a folding chair. Just saying.
That is.
Bob, wheel that chair out your office. There you go.
Here's my question. And it doesn't matter. People are going to get upset. Why would anybody pay $500 to sit in the worst seat in the house? Versus you're at home. your toilet, your food, your guest list, you're not out $1,000 from buying two of those, because what sociopath goes to a game alone? Like, if I'm not begrudging anyone who decides like they just want to party, I'm saying if watching the game matters to you, that's an awful expenditure of $500. Mm-hmm. Or is that me just being elitist?
Well, $1,000, because you're not going by yourself.
It's not you being elitist. It is FOMO. You got to be there. You have to be in the house. Well, if you win the game, it means you get another game. I know, but at least I can say I was there.
Yeah, I got to be like, in the house, just, my house.
No, just think about it. It's everybody who had to be at that Viking game. Okay. And how you feel about that? Because now you got another game. And then if you win that game, it's next week. So it's the FOMO.
If they had $500 tickets, I could make a case you got to be in the building if the Lions go to the Super Bowl. Like the NFC title game, as that clock counts down, you will see an outpouring of emotion that is, it's you can't duplicate it. You can't fake 70 years of pain. And the personal connections and the family connections that people have for the people who aren't here anymore to see it. Mm-hmm. That, if you sold me, all right, $450 and you get in the building to the NFC title game, I actually could understand that, but not this. I'm with you. This isn't the game. If they win, it's expected. If they lose, you'd prefer not to be there and be out $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
But go ahead. They've just released tickets. Go snap them up. Do whatever you guys want to do. 248-539-9797.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer. Selected varieties and sizes. Buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.